God bless you. Welcome to another episode of Speak It Out with my co-host,
Anna,
and our guest speaker,
Vanessa.
Awesome. So today we're really excited to speak the word of God to you. We are talking about growing up. And Anna, would you share
I will share the scripture,
awesome.
One of them that we have prepared for you guys today. And it is found in Philippians 1, verse 6 through the Passion Translation. It says, I pray with great faith for you, because I'm fully convinced that the one who began this glorious work in you will faithfully continue the process of maturing you and will put his finishing touches to it unto the unveiling of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So, Vanessa, what does that mean?
Okay, so pretty much, like when someone receives salvation, then like they're saved now and they've received Jesus, but there's still more to that. Like when we present the gospel, there's more than just being saved. There's something that the Lord wants us to do, and that's growing in mm-hmm. Him. And our ultimate goal is to be like Jesus.
Yeah. So he starts the work.
Right.
And he finishes the
yeah.
work. And so there is a process that we all go through.
Yep.
And, you know, it's the Lord who's doing it.
Yeah.
It's the Lord who's changing us. It's the Lord who's really transforming us. But, you know, if you would, could you share some of your stories
yeah.
of what it was like? Because I know, like, you know, there's quite a few things that the Lord has done in you and through you.
Right. So, first, I would say that I was coming to church at a very young age, but then I became like the prodigal daughter, and I, mm-hmm. you know, I slipped, but the word was already in me, and his word doesn't return back void, so I knew who I belonged to, so of course, excuse me, I came running back to God, I'm hoping he would take me back, and of course, he's waiting for us with arms wide open,
mm-hmm.
and when I repented, it was a process because I had been living my way and the wrong way, right? Filling myself with the things of the world, trying to fill a void that I had in my heart. I was broken. I had been abused. Just still a lot of hurt that the Lord had to heal me and bring a lot of restoration. But all that's a process, you know? But I found out, like, the more I fell in love with Jesus, the more I knew what God, Father God, thought about me by reading his word and what he thought about me. It was like mm-hmm. restoration. It brought healing, and it was a process, but it was growing in him.
Mm-hmm.
And he removed all the shame, all the brokenness, and he just brought a lot of healing. And it's just amazing. People think, oh, it's going to happen right away. But it's all a process.
Yeah.
Even till now at this time, I'm still growing.
Yeah.
We're not perfect.
That's right.
Like, I'm still growing, and I'm just like so glad that like God is so merciful. He's been so merciful in my life that
mm-hmm.
I just want to show others that mercy and
mm-hmm.
like and just his love, because he's given me so much that now I just want to give that away.
Amen. Yeah. Awesome.
You know, I really like that process doesn't look the same for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each and every single one of us have an individual process that we go through. I love your testimony, and I've heard it, you know, a couple of times, but this recently you shared it. It brought joy into my heart, because I know so many people have that same thought. You said you got home really late or really early, depending on your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you got home, and as soon as you turned on your TV, our pastor was on the TV, and you were like, I can't run away from this.
Yeah.
And it just shows how the scripture is like, he who begins a good work in you.
Right.
It, you know, some people think that God walks away,
right.
and that they, you know, I'm living this life, I'm living a sinful life, blah, 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 I'm not making the right choices. So they think God's not in the midst, but it's like he's never out of arm's
length.
And so I really love, and you know, how you grew up Catholic, and you know, you grew up in that, but then all of a sudden it's like Jesus just changed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up in church, you know, my whole life, but my heart was so far from him.
Mm-hmm.
But process looks so different
mm-hmm.
to everyone
That's
else.
Right.
But we're all in the midst of process. I like
mm-hmm.
how you said it's never ending
mm-hmm.
because you know, he's the same, but he's molding us and changing us into his image. So it's important to remember that every day is different. And there's going to be new revelation of what he wants you to do, or your calling, or your anointing, or your appointing, or whatever it is, your purpose that you're looking for. There's going to be different things that you, that he's calling you to. And there's a beginning point and there's an end point. Don't grow tired and don't grow weary. Don't grow frustrated. Don't get angry because some people get into their purpose before you, or some people get what you have been praying for a long time. Don't just stop. You're in the process. They're in the process. You're at different stages. Just keep focused, you know?
And, you know, some people, they get very discouraged. You know, they get saved and, you know, they've heard, you know, come to Jesus and everything will be better, you know, and your life will be changed. And they come to Jesus and, you know, it seems like nothing on the exterior has changed. You know, what do you tell those people who maybe, you know, they gave their hearts to the Lord and, you know, they're struggling with seeing victory in areas of their life? What would you say to those people?
For sure, like, don't give up. You have to keep seeking him. There's a scripture that says, knock and keep knocking. Seek and keep seeking, and you will find him. Like, he, like, whatever you're looking for, it's good. Their answer is going to come. But it's called faith, that even when you don't see it, that you're going to believe him no matter what. And that's what like the process is. That's what growth in Christ is. That wait, like you see, like, I want to be like Jesus, you know, I want to do what he did. I want to love like he did. You might not be there, but he's, be sure, like, believe that you will get there, you know? And every day is, I like what Anna said, like, every day is, it's a new day. You should want, you should be like, okay, maybe yesterday didn't work out like I wanted it to, but today's a new day. So dust yourself off, get up and get moving, and don't look back. That's what the blood of Jesus is for. He washes us, he cleanses us of all sin, and it's time to get up and get going and look to the future, because there's a hope for you. He has a purpose for you. He has a great plan for you. So just with, you know, and it's like diligently seek him.
What does diligently mean?
Like, for me, diligently means you seek him with all you got. Like, you know, not just on Sundays.
Not just when you're going through crisis.
Right. Not just when you feel like it. It's going to be like almost a discipline. Like, you're going to discipline yourself to seek him. But when you start doing it, you're going to be like, whoa, I need this. This is where life is at. This is where the good stuff is at. You know, for those that have, like, done drugs, or, you know, thank God for the blood of Jesus, but that's your hit. When you find Jesus, you're like, whoa, that, I need that. He's your high. You don't need no other drug. He's everything to you. You want him, and so that's what it is. Once you get that connection, once you have that fellowship with God, and you're like, whoa, like, I need his presence. I need to dwell in him and him dwell in me. Then everything else doesn't even matter. You just want to keep pursuing him.
Amen. Yeah. Awesome.
And we have this other scripture, and sometimes people, when they get saved, they forget about the process. And they're like, I'm done. I'm good. I don't have to worry about anything else in life. So there's a scripture that we really enjoyed. And it says, it's found in 1 Corinthians 10:23. It says, you say, under grace there are no rules and we're free to do anything we please. Not exactly, because not everything promotes growth in others. Your slogan, we're allowed to do anything we choose, may be true, but not everything causes the spiritual advancement of others. And I like that, because it lets you know that process produces results. It produces change. So if you get saved, if the Lord touches, you know, your life, and you want to walk a godly life, there's going to be change. You can't say, that's it, I'm going to stay the same. You know, I come to church on Sundays and then party on Friday, and again, the cycles and the cycles and the cycles continue. You know, and I really liked And again, I go back to you because your testimony is so powerful and so amazing. Mm-hmm. You said even when you were at church, like there was moments that you were like, I'm not going up there. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, that's not for me. But then the Lord would like be like, no, it is for you. Go up there. Do this, do that. And it took a lot, you know, for you to step out of that because you know, it's how the enemy tries to remind you of everything mm-hmm. you did. Yeah. But you finally got a hold of what God was saying, and I want you to share on that a bit more.
Yeah, so I guess I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier when I was like living wrongly, you know, I wasn't all in. And I remember that day I'm sitting in my apartment. I had just gotten back from the club and it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm there just like sitting on the couch and I decided to turn on the TV. So maybe it was already 5 by then. But anyway,
probably was.
I know. So then I turn on the TV and I see Pastor Kevin on TV. I'm like, oh man, you know? I'm kind of like, oh man. Like I'm looking at the TV and then I hear the Lord say, it's time to come back home. Mm. And I just remember feeling like, just like, what? Like, you still want me? Mm-hmm. Like, even though I'm living like this, yeah. Like, even though I'm this sinful girl now, you know, like, I was like, how could you still love me, you know? But that's God. Like, he's waiting for you, you know? And so I remember that when I started coming to church, like, of course, like, the enemy attacks your thoughts, you know, and you're thinking, like, they're doing an altar call, like, come to the front, you know, if you need healing or, you know, if you're feeling shame, like, in his presence, all that comes, you know, comes off. And all you have to do is go to the front. It's an act of faith, you know. And the enemy would say, like, don't go. Like, you know, everybody's looking at you.
And they,
you
know, all know what all, you did.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they can see, like, you know, where you were and whatever, you know. And so I just remember, like, I started going. Like, I got to the point, like, I don't care. I don't care what anybody else says. This is between me and God. Yeah. And if God can heal me, I want him to heal me. If he can restore me, I want to be a better mom for my son. I don't want my son to have this life that I lived. I want a better life for him, you know? And I knew it was going to take surrendering all to Jesus. Yeah. And that's what it is, that when you completely give yourself, because he doesn't want a little bit. He wants all of you, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever you want to call it, all of you.
Amen.
He wants it, and he makes you a new creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He makes you more like him every day, you know? So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, and there's definitely that process, and I think a lot of people struggle with the process because they get discouraged because it feels like sometimes it's a cycle. And, you know, there's always people praying for you. There's always, you know, God puts you on somebody's heart and they begin to pray. And, you know, I believe it's those prayers that brought you back because someone was standing in the gap that was praying for you to return because, you know, God's plan for your life. And now, you know, you've traveled nations. You're out there like ministering the gospel, not because you gave him a little bit, but because you gave him everything. Yeah. And that's the key, is that we have to surrender everything. He is not only Savior, but he's also Lord. And Amen. So we are directed to do whatever he commands us to do. And that's where we begin to break free. And that's where we begin to grow in him by being obedient to what he said. And like the scripture you just shared, you know, there's things that we got to stop doing because God is telling us to stop doing. And, you know, you can bring out, well, you know, that's Old Testament. Oh, you know, that doesn't apply to you. No, but what is God speaking to you? Because if you're still doing things that he's told you not to do, then you're in disobedience to God and you will not grow because you want it your way. Mm-hmm. You want to do things your way. You want to live this life your way, and it's not going to produce anything good. It's not until you totally surrender to God. Lord, not my way, but your will be done in my life. Whatever you want to do, if you want to have me cleaning toilets for the rest of my life serving you, that's what I will do. Yeah. But you know what's so awesome with God is that in your complete surrender, in your obedience to him, he grows you.
Yeah.
You don't stay in the same place. Mm-hmm. You're not stagnant. You're not dead water. You are living water. And so you begin to grow and you grow. And, you know, people will see you like, I know many people don't even recognize you anymore from that knew you back in the day, you know. They don't recognize what God has done, but there is such a joy in what God has done in your life, in your family's life, in your son's life over the years that, you know, nothing compares to it. Nothing can compare to it. So it's, you know, it's a great joy, but the thing is, don't give up during that process, because it's a process.
You know, during while you were talking, I was growth to me, this is what growth looks like. I was picturing when you plant a tree, like a baby tree, it's like a little tree. It gives no shade, it does nothing, but as it continues to grow throughout the years, it's what do you call it, branches go longer. They give more shade. They reach more places. The roots go deeper. It goes more profound. And I think that's what process and growing does. It extends your reach. And I think one of my favorite, one of the parts of your testimony that I really like, it's when you talk about your grandpa, how he used to be, don't talk to me about God, don't mention him, don't even bring him up, nothing. He was very hard and very like, nope. Don't want to hear it, but little by little your life influenced and he saw the change. And now, do you want to share like what happened with that?
So my grandpa was very Catholic, really hard-hearted. If we talked about Jesus or what happened at church, my grandma was, you know, my grandma had received salvation already, and she was like, mira, Tacho, like, you know, this happened at church today, you know, but he was just like, I don't want to hear about it, you know, very like, if we said something, he wanted a debate, you know, so we would just love on him and just, we would fellowship, like, still with my grandma and, like, just, like, give God glory of all the testimonies that were happening. But what ended up happening, one day I'm at the house, I believe my mom was on vacation at that time, Holy Spirit woke me up and said, go to your grandfather today. Today's the day of salvation for him. And I remember, like, I wasn't excited. I remember thinking, like,
no
way. Like, I need someone to pray for me, you know? So, of course, I call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, like, I feel this urgency. I need to go, you know, pray the prayer of salvation with grandpa. Like, please intercede for me. And she was like, oh, my gosh. Like, she was, like, excited. But, yeah, like, she was like, okay, tell me what happened, you know? So I hung up. I go to my grandparents, and I remember sitting in the living room. My grandpa has this routine. My grandma's to my left. My grandpa's across of me. And he goes to visit. He says the viejitos, you know. He goes to mingle with them and stuff. So I always have a cup of coffee. So I remember going to get coffee. And I knew, okay, it's almost time. Like, I knew, like, okay, the Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. But as I'm serving myself coffee, my hands start shaking. Because I'm, like, terrified. Because I'm, like, and I'm not terrified of sharing the gospel. I'm terrified at the thought of him saying no and going to hell. The thought of him saying no and not knowing the love of God. The thought of him saying no and for me not to see him in eternity. That's what I was terrified about. And so while I'm there in the kitchen getting my coffee, I just said, Holy Spirit, take over. Like, just whatever you need to do, whatever you need to say, just say it. And I remember I walked back to the living room and my grandpa's like, well, I'm leaving already. Like, yeah, my boy. And I'm like, no, grandpa, wait. I was like, I need to tell you something. And he's like, ¿Qué pasó? Like, what happened? And I'm like, I want to tell you that God loves you. And I want to know, do you know if you're going to heaven? And he was like, oh, Vanessa, no one knows. And I said, no, grandpa, I know. I have a relationship with Jesus, and Jesus knows me, and I know him. But today, I want to tell you that he loves you, and God says that he died for you, you know? And I shared with him the gospel and what, you know, what Jesus did at the cross, and I just remember saying, so do you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today? And I just remember him just taking off his cap and putting it over his heart. And he said, I'm ready. And it was just amazing. Grandma's crying. I call my mom on vacation. She's crying. And we're all just celebrating. It's like such a joy that though we thought nothing was happening in the physical, we didn't see him budging. We saw him the same. But little by little, the seeds, our life, was showing Jesus to him. Yeah. Like, it, our life speaks so much to people. Like, people are watching you. You think they're not, but they are watching you. Mm-hmm. So in everything you do, represent him. Wherever you go, be the light. Represent his love, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just such a blessing.
And that's part of the growth in your obedience to do what God woke you up and said, okay, today's a day.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the obedience as well. But, you know, as far as like the Christian, you know, and growing in God, what are some things that need to be like stripped off of their life?
Right. So for that part, a lot of it is in the Word, right?
Yeah.
You'll find the Lord speaks to you through His Word. And I can tell you, for me, that's where I found a lot of the things that needed to go was when people are like, why spend time with God, but He hasn't told me anything? Why are you spending time in His Word? Because the main way He speaks to you is in His Word.
Yeah.
He tells you what He likes and what He dislikes. And there's one thing He does not like is sin. He loves the person, but He hates the sin, right? So there's things that need to go in our life. And as you get into His Word, He starts speaking to you like, hey, this used to be acceptable, but no longer. Not with my Holy Spirit in you. And that's what I found out, is that when you realize who lives in you, that Jesus lives in you, Holy Spirit lives in you, it's too precious to do certain things you used to do.
Yeah.
Like maybe I you know, like me, like I used to drink, you know? And then I just remember one day the Holy Spirit's like, that's poison. You can't have that anymore. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, there was no, it's because I love Him so much. Right. I know who's in me. And you realize you're so valuable. You don't need that. You just need Him, you know? And there's just things that just start coming off. But it's going into His Word, spending time in His presence, and you'll learn. And say it's not in His Word, but He tells you, it's between you and Him. And He says, don't do that again. Then don't do it. Because you love Him, you'll obey Him.
And I think also, like, some things I know for me personally, my growth happened in a lot of things that the Lord told me that needed to stop in my life. And that, you know, one big one was I didn't have to respond or defend myself anymore, you know. He always took me back to blessed are the peacemakers. And sometimes, you know, like, especially growing up Hispanic, you know, we have to have the last word. We have to, you know, give that little 2 cents and then run and pretend you didn't hear anything because you had the last word. You know, that, you know, that it's part of our culture. And so that's something that the Lord showed me that needed to change in my life to grow with Him, is that He fights our battles. You know, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, even if you were wronged, learn to forgive, learn to walk in forgiveness and in love. And you know, even though, you know, people might say or do things, don't let it affect your heart and who God's called you to be. You know, you guard your heart with the Word, you guard your mind with the Word of God, and you live the life that God has called you to live. You can't change other people, but you can change the way you respond to situations, and that's the way we grow with God. And like you said, it's everything's in His Word. Everything's in His Word. He wants to grow you to look more and more like Him. And so there's things that, you know, He's going to ask us to change, and we have to be willing to change in those areas. And it's never ending. We never get to the place where, okay, you know, I'm done. God already did everything. No, when you've gotten to that place, pride has set in, and that needs to come down. But, you know, it's a constant growing with God. And there's times where you miss it. You miss it. What do? You run back to Him. You repent. Lord, I'm sorry. I'll get it right next time. And you keep going because it's a constant growth with God. But, you know, it's a journey. And we can't get discouraged during that journey. We have to allow God to do whatever He needs to do in us to grow. And everybody's growth is different.
Yes, it is. And, you know, so I would highly encourage you find yourself stumped, like, I see no change, I see no growth, get in the Word. Just how you said, you need to get in the Word, start praying, you know, and just start fellowshipping with God. That produces growth.
Amen. And, you know, no shame in reaching out when you're going through stuff. Reach out to those that will pray with you, that will encourage you, that will speak life back into you, that will speak God's purpose back into you. You know, because we all need that. We're a body. You know, we're not disconnected. God's not coming back for the pinky. He's coming back for the body. Yeah. You know, so we have to stay connected to one another. We have to be encouraged by one another. And we have to, you know, be each other's builder, you know. Mm-hmm. If one's hurting, I am there to encourage you and to help you and to remind you of who God's called you to be. Because it is a journey. And it's not like we're going to get there tomorrow. It's, you know, while we're here on earth, it doesn't end. It doesn't stop. And so, Evangelist Vanessa, if you can pray over those people that maybe, you know, they feel stuck. They don't, you know, they're tired. They don't see change in their life and they're very discouraged. Can you just speak to them and pray over them and declare life back into them?
Definitely. But just before I pray, I do want to say this, that in order to grow, we need to eat. And it goes back to what Pastor Veronica says. If you need to eat the word, the word of God, and you're going to grow. Mm-hmm. And then something else that she touched on, it's really important for us to repent. Mm-hmm. When you've done something wrong and the Lord shows you, repent means you ask God, Lord, I'm sorry I did this. Forgive me. And you change your ways. You change your mind and you go towards him, towards his ways. Mm-hmm. And he is faithful to forgive you of all your sins.
Amen.
So I just want to pray for you. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for whoever's listening or watching, Father God, that if they're feeling discouraged, and they're feeling like giving up, Father God, that you have promised us the Holy Spirit. He is our encourager. He is our teacher. He is our standby, that we are not alone in this journey, in this process, that you are with us all the way, Lord. And I just thank you, Father God, that your word, Father God, does not return back void. So as we seek you, Father God, that every person listening, Father God, that there just be a hunger in them to open your word and eat of your word that will bring life to every situation. No more staying the same. No more looking back. It's time to look forward. For you, God, have a great purpose for them. You have a great destiny for them, and it's found in you. So I just thank you, Father God, that all depression goes, all discouragement goes right now in Jesus' name. And I just speak life over every person. Every oppression goes. Every just thought of I'm not good enough, it goes right now in Jesus' name. God has called you and he has a great plan and purpose for you. Do not give up. He is for you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
That was great. And awesome.
Thank you guys for joining us. We look forward to keep doing this, and we'll put more episodes out.
Yes, God bless you. And remember, you know, it is God who began the good work in you, and it's God who's going to finish it. Amen. So plug into God. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time.